Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Maybe David Longstreth had a hunch that things were going to be very different in 2020 when he started work on his new project from the Dirty Projectors, a band with a consistently rotating lineup over the last 20 years centered around Longstreth. They jettisoned the traditional album format for a series of EPs, five to be precise. Each one features one of the four band members as lead vocalist, with all of them sharing duties on the fifth. We caught up with Longstreth and Felicia Douglas, who took on lead vocal duties for their most recent EP, and second of five, Flight Tower. They'll explain the reasoning behind bringing different voices to the forefront, what they've learned from one another, and David does an excellent Werner Herzog impression, not to mention some lovely live performances made for the World Cafe. Let's start with one of them. Here, it's Lose Your Love on World Cafe. Dirty Projectors, a home performance of Lose Your Love. It's from Flight Tower, the second of five EPs the band is putting out this year. Joining us today from the band is David Longstreth and Felicia Douglas on the World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. David, Felicia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Congratulations on the work. A lot of it. Five different EPs. And Dave, I want to ask you about a phrase that you talked about in the past that embodied your attitude on this project, a line from Allen Ginsberg, first thought, best thought. Tell us what that means to you.
Not to overthink things, I think that, you know, as I've been writing songs and producing stuff for a minute, and you kind of get more tools in your kit, it becomes fun to say, okay, like, here's this idea, but now what if I totally remake this idea in this different way, or you know, with this different set of instrumentation, or to me, I guess first thought, best thought means it happened the way it did for a reason, and honor that, respect it, and trust it.
So it seems so interesting because I love that sort of spur of the moment idea. It seems almost punk rock. But the idea of building five EPs with the unique structure and an intention behind it almost sounds like antithetical to that. So how did First Thought, Best Thought sort of manifest itself in deciding to make a series of five EPs where you had different lead vocalists for the first four?
Yeah, maybe that. I'm not sure how this analogy could dovetail with First Thought, Best Thought, but in terms of just collecting music that way, you know, it's a little bit like walking along a path or a beach or something and just finding a little stone as you're walking and say, oh, this is a green rock. This goes with the other green rocks. So there's like a little bit of like gardening or something along the way.
When Felicia, when this sort of ideas was happening, what was your response?
I was really excited about it. I think it's such a cool idea after how Maya, Kristen, and I joined the band. It's an incredible way to feature each of us as opposed to maybe a more traditional Dirty Projectors album where everyone is switching off. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love the idea, and especially like how all of the different EPs have different styles, which will be revealed when they all come out.
I imagine, David, that's why it wasn't why you didn't see these songs as an album, because I think it, you know, theoretically you could go, it's an album with five chapters, but they kind of stand on their own with this presentation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess Dirty Projectors has made a whole bunch of albums. Mm-hmm. And I love the album. I love side A and side B. I love the, you know, in the 90s, I love the acoustic song at the end of the record. You know, like these different like form, you know, aspects of the form. I love it. But it's so exciting now that the album isn't the only thing that you know, that's not the only thing. And in some ways, the album almost feels kind of anachronistic to this moment, right? It's like the way we all seem to absorb songs is kind of one at a time. And so the IP or the EP's idea kind of fits into that a little bit.
You're listening to The World Cafe. We're here with Dave and Felicia of Dirty Projectors talking about their series of EPs, Flight Tower being the most recent EP. And we actually want to jump back and play a performance that you guys recorded for us that was on the first EP that you released earlier this year, Windows Open. Let's listen to a performance of Overlord.
Over, 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 Lord. Over,
That's Overlord, a performance from Dirty Projectors, a home performance. You can find the studio version on the EP they released back at the end of March. Windows open. You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo, joined by Dave and Felicia. Now, Dave, you said you wanted to play with the idea of having women lead each P because it felt fresh and new for the band. Felicia, who's with us here today, sang lead on the EP that came out at the end of June, and Maya Friedman was the lead on the first EP. Kristen Slip will take the lead on the upcoming EP, Earth Crisis. I'm just wondering, did you have any revelations or learn anything having multiple front people take on different EPs and different musical styles?
Yeah, for sure. I guess one thing that was actually like something that I hoped would happen through the process is just like learning more about us as a band, I think, and you know, collaborating on the lyrics with each vocalist, getting insight into their creative processes. And even though like you know, Felicia and I wrote the lyrics for Flight Tower, and Maya and I worked on them for Windows Open, and Kristen and I made the Earth Crisis ones together, each of those processes was like so different.
Can you give me an example of like how your and Felicia's process, say, differed than, say, what you did with Maya? Like in terms of, was it environment? Was it like trying to like the way songs were presented to one another?
More just like what the style, what the emergent sort of communication style became. With Kristen on Earth Crisis, we immediately got very sort of like analytical, and we went super like deep on finding the exact sort of like vowel sounds of specific phrases. And I feel like with Felicia, it was more, and Felicia, yeah, like, be interested in your experience, because maybe you felt like it was totally different. But I felt like it was more like intuitive or something. We kind of just listened and wrote and then compared notes. It was like fast.
Interesting. Felicia, what'd you think?
Yeah, when we had that writing session, I think I just happened to be in LA, or we like planned it a little in advance, but I was like, I'll be in LA, so we should just maybe meet up and jam and work on stuff. And Dave casually mentioned that he had been working on new tunes, but he wasn't like, I have an EP, I have all of this music. So, you know, I show up to the studio and he's like, oh, I've been working on a few things, like just bashful, like, well, see if you like this. And I'm like, what? He played Lose Your Love. And I'm like, this is incredible. What is this? Like, why haven't you told me about this?
I didn't want to burden it. I didn't want to make it like a thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I went into that writing session thinking that we would just be like jamming or listening to music. I didn't think that like I would leave LA like having completed most of an EP. So we were working really fast, which is awesome. Yeah, I mean, Dave, I have always respected your songwriting, even to a point where I was like, I'm just writing like I always do, you know? Like, you're just like everyone else and we are just writing together. It's not stressful. Just see what we come up with. But it's easy to get in your head with songwriting, depending on who you're working with. But I think it was a lot of fun. And you're like very easy to work with, obviously. And you write very fast. And there was a domino effect of like, oh my God, we're working on all this stuff. Like, let's keep going. Let's record more. Like, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Which was totally cool.
Well, yeah. Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Those are really nice compliments. Thank you. I was just like, now I'm on this masterclass tip. Masterclass is paying me to proselytize about their video series. No, just kidding. I just have been watching the Herzog masterclass though, and he talks about writing as like something that should be, or that can be done very quickly, you know, doing it in a concentrated burst almost like it is a performance. It sounds like he doesn't use those words, but he's like, I won't be able to do his accent. But it's so funny to hear Werner Herzog talk about that, where he's like, I try to get very intense. I will read something very high value literature, the Icelandic Eddas, or I will put on the Eroica Symphony of Beethoven. I will listen 6 times in a row. My wife will become very angry with me, but I must be listening to Beethoven. Anyway, it's just funny because he was like, I like to write quickly. You know, Aguirre was written on a bus trip with the soccer team, and it was written in one night, that kind of thing. I think that's so amazing. And as I was watching it, I was like, man, I take too long.
Oh, come on. Come on. It's Herzog, man. And I do have to jump back to, I thought it was really just sweet to hear you both talk about the experience and what it meant for both of you working together. I just thought it was really great. I don't want to skip past that because I think there were a lot of smiles in the room about that. And that's cool to hear kind of how the process worked. We're talking to Dirty Projectors here on World Cafe. Felicia and Dave are our guests. Up next, let's listen to a performance from the Flight Tower EP, or a home recording of it, rather. Here is Inner World.
What if I don't know the way to get back to the way I was? What if I don't want to stay along the path uninterrupted? Is there a prayer I could say to click my heels and be above it? Lost a habit, calling to get through.
Projectors here on World Cafe, a home performance of Inner World. It's from their second EP, Flight Tower, second EP of 5 coming out this year. More to come soon. I'm Kaleo on the World Cafe, joined by Felicia and Dave. You know, this is kind of a tough question to answer with obviously we're in quarantine. We're all socially distancing here. But, you know, I guess more less about touring and more about the ideas that you generated working on these 5 EPs. Do you have any musical ideas of where you want to go next with the band, Dave?
I do. And actually, the experience of making these remote recordings for you guys was so cool. And it was really, it was a new way of working. It was weird and cumbersome in some ways, but in some ways it was like really exciting. I like the idea of working, of making some music in this way.
Felicia, up for more random remote recording and alternate ways of presenting music in the 21st century?
Yeah, this is the only possible way to make music right now. So even working on those remote sessions, once we figured out a system, it's not the same as being together in the same room and practicing. But we don't know when this is going to end, so.
All of the EPs will be out this year, a series of 5 of them right now. You can listen to 2, Windows Open and Flight Tower, more forthcoming. Dave, Felicia, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on and hear you talk about working together and telling the stories of these EPs.
Thank you so much for having us. It's fun to hang out with you.
Yeah, thank you. Hopefully one day in real life.
That's Dirty Projectors. We'll be back in a moment on World Cafe.